You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Flippity flip flop to the drippity drip drop, and it just won't stop till you get to the top and drop it down below, cause that's where it go to flow from the shellac to the juke in the back. I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader and jukebox operator, welcoming you to the juke in the back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn out walking shoes. As I welcome you to part two of the Atlantic record story. 1949 and 50. Last week we began this behemoth multi-part special featuring the most influential and important independent rhythm and blues record label of the 1950s, Atlantic Records. As we covered last week in part one, Atlantic was incorporated in October of 1947 by partners Herb Abramson and Ahmet Erdogan. They began a series of overnight recording sessions in order to stockpile music for the impending American Federation of Musicians recording strike, which was to take place on January 1st, 1948. All the other record labels were also doing this because they knew they couldn't record new music during the recording ban. Atlantic started recording new music in September of 1948. Atlantic's early recordings consisted mostly of jazz cats recording rhythm and blues, until the spring of 1949, when Atlantic scored its first hit with Stick McGee, Drinkin' Wine Spuddy Uddy, which hit number 4 on the national rhythm and blues charts. By the end of the summer of 1949, they were back on the charts again with a new chanteuse, Ruth Brown, and her version of So Long, a song made popular by Little Miss Cornshucks, who co-founder Ahmet Erdogan couldn't find to sign to his label. So instead, he used Portsmouth, Virginia native Ruth Weston, who was then married to trumpeter Jimmy Brown. Ruth Brown's So Long went to number 2 nationally, and Atlantic was on their way. Here in part 2, we're going to pick it up right at the end of 1949 and carry it through 1950. This week, we're going to kick it off with a cat who was hired by Atlantic in 1948 as their house band leader. Frank Cully, a native to the coastal Maryland and Virginia region. He was often referred to by his nickname, Floor Show. And that's how the original record label reads. Frank Floor Show Cully, Atlantic number 874, recorded in New York City on January 17th, 1949. By springtime, it was topping out at number 11 across the country, an instrumental that dates back to 1942. Originally known as the Sorghum Switch, then it became Coleslaw, baby. So let's kick off Atlantic Records Part 2 with Frank Floor Show Cully. Thank you.
love all night long. Have you heard about the lover that used to love all night long? But he can't love no more, 'cause that lover packed up and gone. He was the only lover that could love across the sea. He was the only lover that could love across the sea. From the halls of Montezuma to the land of Tripoli.
Play it for me, Ernie.
Your all-night lover has gone. Cry, 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 baby, 'cause your all-night lover has gone. And when you're through crying, baby, hang your head.
I'm a sucker for a good nickname. We kicked off this week's program with Frank Floor Show Cully, and you just heard Jimmy Babyface Lewis, who was probably all of 18 years old when he recorded that for Atlantic on August 31st, 1949. The great Ernie Freeman plays piano on that song. And Jimmy, who was known for his flamboyant guitar playing all over the clubs of Baltimore during the mid-1940s, is on guitar on All Night Lover Blues. Not much is known about Babyface. Before Atlantic, he had a few one-off sessions for Aladdin, Savoy, and Manor. And then in 1951, left Atlantic for RCA. But man, he's a cat who had a lot of talent, but just didn't have the luck. We'll hear more from him later on in this program, as well as a lot of great variety of Atlantic artists on this week's program, part two of our Atlantic record story, 1949 and 50. And I'll be digging a few more excerpts from my 2004 interview with the late great co-founder of Atlantic, Ahmet Ertegun. Now let's talk about vocal groups. On last week's program, we heard Atlantic's first vocal group, the Four Sharps, who turned out to be the Delta Rhythm Boys under a pseudonym. What were they hiding from? Well, possibly from their contract with RCA Victor at the time. The Delta Rhythm Boys were formed way back in 1934, and it's their recordings from the early to mid-1940s that really brought them fame. They were on radio shows like Amos and Andy, and even featured in films starring Bing Crosby. A very versatile act, the Delta Rhythm Boys could literally sing anything, and they built a great bridge between the vocal groups of the 1940s and the doo-wop groups of the 1950s. So even though they were hiding when they first sang for Atlantic, they would soon be recording under their own name for the label. They recorded two songs, probably on March 1st, 1949, that would become their first single for Atlantic. And Cats and Kittens, we're going to hear one of them right now. Here are the Delta Rhythm Boys and Sweetheart of Mine.
Oh, how I love you, sweetheart of mine. Always dream of you, angel divine.
I've been shooting crabs and gambling, mama. Baby, and I done got broke. I done pawned my mean 45. Good girl and all my ready clothes and so. Lord, Lord, Lord. Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. I even went down to my praying ground, dropped down on my bended knee. I went down to my praying ground, fell on bended knee. Lord, I'm not crying for no religion. Sweetheart, give me back my good girl, please. Lord, if you give me my baby, I really won't worry and grieve no more. If you just give me my baby, Lord, I won't grieve and worry no more. You ain't got to put in my house, good Lordy, only lead her up to my door. But Lord, 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 Lordy, Lord, 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 Lordy, Lord, 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 Lord.
The record read Barrel House Sammy, but behind the microphone was blues legend Blind Willie McTell, who began his career in 1927 recording for Victor. He would go on to cut sides for Columbia and Decca and many others and become quite a prolific blues musician. In 1940, Library of Congress archivist Alan Lomax found him street performing around his native Atlanta. But not much happened for McTell during the 1940s. In the late 40s, he tried to rekindle his career, cutting sides for Regal and that one record for Atlantic. He actually recorded 12 songs at his Atlantic session, but 10 of them would remain unreleased until Atlantic put together an album of all the Blind Willie McTell recordings in 1972. Broke Down Engine Blues, backed with Kill It Kid, was Atlantic's final single of 1949. And even though this next song was recorded on December 8, 1949, it wasn't issued until early 1950. It's by Ruth Brown's then-husband, trumpeter Jimmy Brown, going under a pseudonym, Jimmy Earl. It's called Big Red Blues, and the label reads, Jimmy Earl and His Earls of Rhythm. I can dig it, baby. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Atlantic Records story, part two, this week on The Juke in the Back.
Well, she's built like a ship, boy, she's got some hips. Well, she's built like a ship, boy, she's got some hips. Well, I'd hate to be underneath if that poor gal slips. She slaps me up, she slaps me down, boy, it hurts when my head hits the ground. I got a gal, yes, she's big and red. Well, when she goes to sleep, takes off all my bed.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers
Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, and contributors Michael Carter, Michael Carey. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Floor Show Cully, making the scene on our jukebox record machine with After Hour Session, recorded in September of 1949, issued in late December, and making the charts in early 1950, topping out at number 10 on the National Rhythm and Blues charts, making it among the first charting records for this week's featured label on the Juke in the Back, Atlantic Records. The most influential and important independent rhythm and blues record label of the late 40s and 1950s. Cully is blowing that sweet tenor sax, while Van Piano Man Walls is injecting the blues into those 88s. What a record, man. This is part two of our Atlantic record story, focusing on 1949 and 50. These next recordings were also made in late 1949, but released in 1950 on Atlantic, recorded in Roy Bird's native New Orleans. Atlantic co-founders Herb Abramson and Ahmet Erdogan had discovered Roy Bird while down in New Orleans on their first trip south to find new talent. Unfortunately for our Atlantic boys, Mercury Records had beat them to it, and they had signed him up already. But Bird was a smart businessman. He knew he could also record for Atlantic Records under a pseudonym. He chose Professor Longhair. And I think his best records were made for Atlantic, even though none of his Atlantic records charted. His only charting hit was Bald Head on Mercury, making it to number 5 during the summer of 1950. But now let's hear Atlantic co-founder Ahmet Ertegun tell the story of discovering Professor Longhair in his own words. This comes from an interview I did with Ahmet back in 2004, a couple of years before his death.
In those very early days, on our first road trip, I was in New Orleans and looking for another Fats Domino, found in a very, very out of the way village outside of New Orleans, I found a piano player and singer named Professor Longhair, and I wandered into very late at night along with Herb. We had to walk across a field because the cab driver would not drive us into a town which was all black. And he said as close as he would let us is in a field. So anyway, we arrived at this. We walked across the field in the middle of the night and got to this little village and went into this club in this main square of the village, and where we heard this fabulous music resounding through the whole town square. And we went in. We said we were from Life magazine, so they would let us in because we were told we were not allowed. I said, listen, we found a great person that nobody's ever heard. And the music was terrific. And after he got through, we thought it was a whole band playing. There was only one guy with a piano. He was making a drum sound by hitting the piano with his foot and singing into a microphone with a heavy echo. And when we got finished, I said, you know, we're from Atlantic Records. We want to make records. He said, oh, so I'm terribly sorry, but I just signed up with Mercury a few weeks ago.
Oh.
So I said, my God, we've come to this. But however, I signed up as Roy Bird, which is my real name. I can record for you as Professor Longhair.
Wow.
So I said, okay, we'll try it.
I wanna know what's carnival for. Going down in your lane, I've got my ticket in my hand. Going down in your lane, I've got my ticket in my hand. When I get in your lane, I wanna see the Zulu King. Down on the rampart and do me. Yes, down in your lane, all around boiled and do me. Gonna make it my standing place until I see the Zulu Queen.
And got a fifth of wine.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Spodio day.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Spodio day.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Spodio day. Boys, did we have a ball? Cats gave a party the other night. Everyone was there, got high as a kite. Big bad cop they called Big Ben kicked down the door and came barging in.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Spodio day.
Drank up all the wine.
Spodio day.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Spodio day. Boys, did we have a ball. Feeling fine. Hey, Miss Susie, have you got some more wine? I didn't come here to make a social call. Let the good times roll and let's have a ball.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Spodio day.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Spodio day.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Spodio day. Boys, did we have a ball. Go to the corner and then turn right. They pour out the stuff till morning till night. Don't feel bad, don't feel fine. Stop at the corner and get a fifth of wine.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Spodio day.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Spodio day.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Spodio day. Boys, did we have a ball. I drank some stuff called block and fall. That stuff didn't do me none at all. I walked on home, groovy and low. I got a fifth of wine and I got that glow.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Spodio day.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Spodio day.
Drank up all the wine last night.
Spodio day. Boys, did we have a ball.
Dick McGee and his Spodiote buddies following up their big number two smash from 1949, Drinking Wine Spodiote, with a similar theme song, Drank Up All the Wine Last Night, baby. Hey man, if it worked for you once, why not try to strike gold again? Well, unfortunately, that record did not chart. But Stick would remain on Atlantic for a few more years, and his only other nationally charting record was for Atlantic. And we'll hear that one next week. But right now it's time to hear from one of Atlantic's most talented musicians. We heard him playing that great blues piano on the Frank Cully record After Our Session. Van Piano Man Walls. His real name was Harry Eugene Van, and he was born in 1918 in Millersboro, Kentucky. He grew up in Charleston, West Virginia, where he developed a really crazy piano style of playing standing up and dancing. He was quite the eccentric, and he would show up at Atlantic recording sessions in his full Sherlock Holmes garb. The cape, the hat, the pipe, and man, could he play the piano. He would record a few solo records for Atlantic, but he was most important as one of their session musicians. His piano playing can be heard all over the Atlantic catalog. But right now, let's hear one of his solo records. His version of T-Nana, which was written by New Orleans native Overton Lemons, whom we know as Smiley Lewis. Smiley also recorded the first version of this tune, but Van Walls does a very respectable interpretation with the help of Spider Sam, who's singing the lead on this. Who's Spider Sam, you ask? Well, it's none other than Stick McGee's older brother, blues legend Brownie McGee. T-Nana was cut on February 28th, 1950, in New York City. So recorded in New York, but full of New Orleans flavor. Here's Van Piano Man Walls and his After Hour Session Boys with T-Nana on the Juke in the Back.
How I feel. 6 months ain't no sentence. No one, yeah, ain't no time. Think I'm rocking and rolling, doing one till 99. La 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 la. La. La la la. Tina na 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 na. La la la, that ain't all. You know what I'm talking about, boys, and I've had a ball. Rolling and reeling, baby, it's real gone. Now you have heard my story. Yes, that's all I've got to say. Well, bye, 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 baby. Yes, Spider's going away.
Man, that's one record I could hear on a loop all day long. T-Na-Na, Van Piano Man Walls, with Brownie McGee on lead vocal under the pseudonym Spider Sam, because Brownie was signed to Savoy Records at the time. Shh, don't tell anybody it's Brownie. Up next, the Delta Rhythm Boys return, this time backing up Ms. Rhythm, Ruth Brown, on Sentimental Journey, a song that took three tries to get right. It was first recorded at a Ruth Brown session on January 19th, 1950. Then at a Delta Rhythm Boys recording session on January 24th. They finally got it right at a third session held on the same day that T-Nana was recorded, February 28th, 1950. This is a cool version of Sentimental Journey, but unfortunately, it did not chart. Here's Ms. Rhythm Ruth Brown getting down to the sound that's all around, taking us all on a sentimental journey with the Delta Rhythm Boys.
Mm-hmm. set my heart at ease.
On my way,
gonna make a sentimental journey.
Hey, hey,
to renew old memories.
Memories.
Got my bag, I've got my reservation. Spend each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation.
Long to hear that all aboard 7.
That's the time we leave at 7. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back.
Let's go.
Never thought my heart could be so young.
Wrong.
Why did I decide to roam?
Going home.
Gonna take the sentimental journey.
Choo.
Sentimental journey home.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease.
Gonna make a sentimental journey
to renew old memories.
I got my bag,
got my bag,
got the reservation.
Spend each dime I could afford,
just like a child in wild anticipation.
Long to hear that all aboard 7.
7.
That's the time we leave at 7.
Oh, I'll be waiting up for heaven,
counting every mile of
railroad's track
that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning.
Oh, why?
Why did I decide to roam
from home?
Gotta take this sentimental journey.
Ooh.
Sentimental journey home.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the Atlantic Record Story. So let's hear another one, as promised at the top of the show, from Jimmy Babyface Lewis, a very talented and eccentric guitarist who just didn't have the luck to score a hit record. Here he is with a retelling of Gatemouth Moore's 1945 hit, I Ain't Mad at You. And it's this week's Great 78, Jimmy Babyface Lewis with I'm So Good to You.
I'm so good to you, pretty baby. Please be good to me now. I'm so good to you, pretty baby. Careful what you do. I won't lie to you, pretty baby. Don't you lie to me. I won't lie to you, pretty baby. I'm in love with you. Don't mind you going out bawling every night from 6 to 3. But when you come home squalling, I know that you're growing tired of me. But I ain't tired of you, pretty baby. Don't be tired of me. I ain't tired of you. Careful what you do. Pretty baby, I'm so good. This morning I'm so good. Yes, I'm so good to you. Careful what you do. Baby, I'm so good. Don't you know that I'm so good? Yes, I'm so good. Careful what you do. I'll stay home, wash the dishes, clean and make the bed. Cause I know when it's time for supper, you'll serve the best old gingerbread. But I ain't tired, pretty baby, I ain't tired. No, no, I ain't tired of you. Careful what you do. Thank you. good at mending. Some can fix a fine beef stew, but when I need consolation, you know just what to do. That's why I'm so good. Baby, I'm so good. This morning I'm so good. Careful what you do. Baby, I ain't tired. No, no, I ain't tired. I'm telling you I'm so good. Careful what you do. You better be careful.
This is Bobby the Bobcat. You're listening to Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. Da 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 da.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes. The pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summers are gone and all the roses falling. It's you, must go and I must buy. But come ye back when summer is in the meadow and all the Danny boy, I love you so.
The great Al Hibbler with his 1950 reworking of the classic Danny Boy. It was recorded on April 19th, 1950, and by summertime, it was number 9 across the country. Hibbler was born on August 16th, 1915, in Tyro, Mississippi. At a young age, his family moved to Little Rock, and that's where he studied voice at the Little Rock Conservatory for the Blind. In 1942, his career really took off when he started touring with Jay McShann's band, and he spent a long time singing with Duke Ellington during the mid-1940s. He started recording on his own for small indie labels like Miracle in the late 40s, Atlantic in the early 50s, then he moved over to Chess and finally scored a number one record with his rendition of Unchained Melody in 1955 for Decca. Hibbler had an unforgettable and unmistakable voice, Hibb was a cat who stood up for what he believed in, and unfortunately for his career, his civil rights activism actually hurt his prospects for recording during the late 50s into the 1960s. We lost Hibb at the age of 86 in 2001. Now let's end part two of the Juke in the Back's look at Atlantic Records with a woman whose hit records helped sustain the label during the early years. So much so that during her first decade, Atlantic Records became known as the house that Ruth built. She was a constant hitmaker during the early years, scoring 22 charting songs, 19 singles, with five of them hitting number one, and a different five of them crossing over to the pop chart. It's really strange that none of Ruth Brown's number one R&B records even entered the pop chart. Ruth Brown was rhythm and blues to the core. I asked Atlantic co-founder Ahmet Erdogan if he had any trouble promoting Ruth Brown during those early years.
Did you find it hard or easy to market somebody like Ruth Brown back in the early 50s?
Well, it wasn't easy in the beginning because she really wanted to be a pop singer. And we were not really interested or equipped to battle the majors making straight pop, straight pop records. So we were really more interested in making soul and R&B records.
And that's exactly what they did. Teardrops From My Eyes is the song that really put Atlantic Records and Ruth Brown on the map. It was recorded in New York City in September of 1950. By October, it had made the charts. And by December 9th, it had ascended to number one, where it would remain for 11 weeks, becoming one of Atlantic's best-selling records of all time and Ruth Brown's all-time biggest hit. The song was written by Rudy Toombs, who would contribute a lot of hit records to not only Atlantic, but nearly everybody else on the R&B scene at the time. We'll hear some more of his hit records next week in part three as we pick it up in 1951. I hope you'll be able to join me, cats and kittens. Until then, soul! It's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Let's close down this old Rockola jukebox and our second feature on Atlantic Records with Ruth Brown and Teardrops From My Eyes. I'm Matt the Cat. I'll catch you next week, everybody, for part three. Bye-bye, everybody.
Every time it rains, I think of you. And that's the time I feel so blue. When the rain
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.